I first went to Uganda in 2007, so that's 14 years ago now. I went just as a short-term missionary, kind of, like to volunteer at a children's home for 3 weeks and ended up just falling in love and feeling, I felt God calling me back. And so I went back in 2009 to start this ministry called His Hope Uganda.
You must know a lot of people there and feel very close to some. And if you've been there that long, you've watched some children grow up to be adults now.
Absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's pretty amazing. We started with, I think it was 39 kids, and they were pretty young, like 3, 4, 5 kind of thing. And now they're all teenagers, and they're all going to be finishing school here in a few years. So it's pretty exciting.
Were you helping to develop a school there? Was that one of your projects?
No, we thought about that, but we haven't done that. We work with local schools.
What was the first project you had when you got there then? So really what you're doing is pretty much the same from day one then?
Yes, kind of. I went over initially because we had promised these students that we would put them in school. We were going to start a school for them. I was working with a local Ugandan guy, and we were actually in the process of opening a school, and we went around and we found the kids that we wanted to put in school, and then everything fell through with him. We found out some things. He was corrupt, and it was kind of a mess, but I really felt strongly that I wanted to keep our commitment to those kids, so I went back to start the ministry. We do help children with education, but we don't have our own school, so we pay their school fees and everything in the public and private schools around in the area.
Right, and through your denomination here locally, there's been a lot of to and from as well, isn't there?
Yeah, we've had a lot of teams come over. It's been awesome. We've had the community of Cranbrook has been so supportive and so involved.
Right. It's not really a job when you're in a ministry like that. You're basically working all the time, or you have to always stay focused. What is your timetable now with COVID-19, travel back and forth and working with Uganda at this point then, Kimi?
Right now, we're actually not sure. There's been, Uganda had national elections in January, and things are a little bit unstable with that still. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen, and then we're going to hopefully go back to Uganda the end of February, beginning of March kind of thing. The COVID things, I mean, yeah, we're just kind of trusting God's protection, and yeah, there's not a lot we can do with that, so.
Thank you so very much. I've been reading a book, mind you, it's Namibia.
Oh.
Yeah, about the rhinoceroses and the people that poach them for their horns and everything.
Yeah.
Does that happen in Uganda, too?
That's
a big country,
but no,
anyway.
But that's, like, it's a horrible thing.
Yeah, just when you were talking about corruption, I'm reading this book written by Dave Butler, by the way, a local author here.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's just, a lot of eye-opening things. And how the world can be so different country to country.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. It is. The cultures are so, they differ so much. And so.
Just one more. What's the food you like to eat there? Do you like the food there?
I do, kind of. They have a lot of local foods. One is called posho, which is basically dried corn that's ground into flour and then boiled into this massive mushy kind of stuff. Not a fan of that. They have one called matoki, which is the plantain, so like bananas, a type of bananas before they get ripe. That one's okay. They have cassava, which I enjoy, but I'm kind of a rice and potatoes girl over there because there's not a lot else going on. So, yeah.
I'm a potatoes guy too. My wife is Thai. That's why I'm asking you about food. I always get people Thai. Oh, you're so lucky you get Thai food all the time. It's like, yeah, you ain't too. No, she's from the Northeast, and I just know how bad diets can be so different.
Yes, very different. Yeah. But oh my, I would be, I think I would enjoy life a lot more in Thailand because that would be good.
Thank you so very much. Wonderful what you've been doing in Uganda and for a long, long time. How many years do you think you're going to stay on that missionary then?
Oh, we're not too sure. I mean, I was initially going to plan to stay forever, but now some things have changed. We're not too sure what's going to happen.
You said you're watching on the government right now.
Yeah, we're watching on the government, and some personal things have happened. But for sure, we see that the ministry will continue for as long as, hopefully forever.
Just stay safe, and I'm sure there's people there that'll never forget the work you've done for them. That's nice.
Yeah, but
thank you.
I don't do it alone. I mean, we're so thankful for everybody who supports us. We do it together. So thank you.
His Hope Uganda.
Yes.
Thank you, Kimi. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Even though you're here in November, finally bring you.
That's right.
Thank you.